Weiter in Shaspir in Makos Daf Zion. Picking it up, you guessed it, on Daf Zion at the top of the page by the Mishnah. Last Mishnah in the first Perek of Makos. Very exciting. Mishnah Nigmar Din Ubarach. Let's say a person has a Gemar Din. And, you know, in front of a court that he's going to be killed. And what does he do? He flees. He runs away. Ubalafneoso Bezin, and he comes back in front of that same Bezin. Ain Sosin is Dino. They don't go ahead and, like, rejudge the case. Says Rashi, Afneoso Bezin, Shinishaibo, Ain Sosin, Lachsov, Elisa, Vlitain, Ulai, Yizake. We don't go through the whole process again and say, oh, maybe this guy is really off the hook. Maybe he's cool. Maybe he's good. Komakum Shiyam Dushnaim Vyomru. Whenever you have a time, they have two Edom that come up and they say, Edom Anubish Ploni, Shinigmar Dino Bezin, Shaploni. We testify that this person, he has a Gemara Din already in another based in Aplon, Aplon Edov, and these were his Edim. Hareze Yareg, this person is killed based off that testimony. Now, next, Sanhedrin, Hegez Ba'aretz, B'chutz La'aretz, the Sanhedrin, right, we're talking about over here, to do capital cases, 23 judges. This is, you have to have 23 in order, a base of 23 to do Din in Nefashos. This is Sanhedrin, Hegez Ba'aretz, B'chutz La'aretz, it's Noeg in both Eretz Israel and in Chutz La'aretz. Sanhedrin, Hegez Echad B'Shavua, a Sanhedrin that kills one in 7 years, Nikris Chovlanis is called literally a destroying Bezin, called bloodthirsty. You know how hard it is to go ahead to actually bring about the death penalty? There's a famous tshuva in Igros Moshe that Ronald Reagan, when he was a president, he sent a letter to Rav Moshe Feinstein and he asked him about the death penalty, what his thought were. And Rav Moshe said that we definitely believe in something called the death penalty, but it's very, very hard to go and to actually give it. You know, because it has to be that you have two Edim that are kosher, Edim that give him a warning and that he understands the warning and he does it to stay deeper. And you can't leave, again, it can be Pasal Edis and you have to have seen it and you have Jerishas and Chagiros. And, you know, we have Etzilus Edo. We try to go out of our way to not give the death penalty. So if he actually did that, they're called Chovlanis. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, my Echad L'Shivim Shani, he said, 1 in 70 years. Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Ilu Hayinu B'Sanhedrin, said, if we were part of the Sanhedrin, Rashi says, B'Yom Shes Sanhedrin Danu, we wouldn't have had anyone killed. We would have made sure to get all of these people off the hook. We wouldn't kill anyone. So no one would ever be killed. It would never happen. Yeah, that's a great idea. You'd also be the ones who increased murders in the Jewish people. Says Rashi, why? Because im hayu osin kein hayu marvin shochi dam and shlo yirmi bezin. People wouldn't be scared of bezin. There's no consequences to their actions. Zok the gemar elifnei osa bezin hu de ein sosin. But the mission started by saying someone has a gemar din and he runs away and he comes back in front of that bezin that we're not sosers and we don't redo it. So when he said a lashon of elifnei osa bezin hu de ein sosin ha elifnei bezin acher sosin, which the mashmo says that he was in front of another bezin, then we would redo the case. But hatani sefer. But if you look in the sefer, it says. He's killed. That we do go ahead and we do clear, so we do kill them. So what does that show right there from that last din? Even if he went to another court, he's still going to be killed without a retrial. So what's going on? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Lokasha, Kan Beretz Yisrael, Kan B'chutz La'aretz. The Tanya, what does that mean? Rabbi Yehuda ben Abayi, Rabbi Yehuda ben Dustai Omer, Yishum Rabbi Yishum ben Shetach, Baruch Me'eretz L'chutz La'aretz. Let's say this guy has a Gemara din in Eretz Yisrael and he runs to Chutz La'aretz. In that case, Ein Sosin is Dino. We don't go ahead and retry the person's case, and that's what we say. Lefnei also Bezin who didn't sosin. Oh, And you have witnesses there that say that whole shtick over there. That what happens then? Ein sosin zino. We don't go ahead and retry the case. Mechutz la'aretz la'aretz. Let's say he ran away from chutz la'aretz and came to Eretz Yisrael. Sosin zino. Then we do retry the case. Why? Mepnei zechusa shel Eretz Yisrael. Because of the zechusa of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says ulai toel limtzo lo pesach shel zechus. Maybe they're going to find some sort of opening of the zechusa of Eretz Yisrael. Next, it says Sanhedrin no heges ba'aretz and chutz la'aretz minon imili. Where do we know this from? The Tanur Abanon. We learned in a braisa. The pasuk says v'hayu eile. V'hayu eile lechem l'chukas mishpat l'doros sechem b'chol mosh vo sechem. Right? That means what is going to be for you for the laws of judgment for your generations and b'chol mosh vo sechem, like in all of your dwelling places. That means no matter where you are. L'madnu l'sanhedrin shenogis ba'aretz uv'chutz la'aretz. It's telling to teach us that clearly this is going to be knowing in Eretz and in chutz la'aretz. Yeah. Imkein, ma tamar lomer b'sharecha. Then why do we have another pasuk which says b'sharecha that it's going to be in your gates? Right? It says shoftim v'shotrin titin lecha b'chol sharecha. They have to go and do it b'sharecha, which means where? Which gates are we talking about? That's only in Eretz Yisrael. Oh, no, b'sharecha tamoshe b'tei dina b'chol plach uplach b'chol ir ir. In your gates, meaning in Eretz Yisrael, that you have to do it. Rashi says that the chayv lohoshi b'chol plach uplach plach hafrache. You have to put it courts in every province and in every city. B'chutz la'aretz, but when you're dealing with outside of Eretz Yisrael, atamoshe b'chol plach uplach, you got to put it in every province. But you don't have to be atamoshe b'chol over here. You don't have to put it in every single city. Next, and here's Herod said one kill one in 7 years is called a destroying Beis Din. And Ibailehu, Frank the Gemara, Achas Hashem Shana Nikras Chavlanis. But then we said that once in 70 years, then is that person called a Chavlanis? Odoma Orech Arihu. Maybe that's an okay amount. The Mishnah says that the words of the Mishnah is that if Sanhedrin argues echad b'shavua nikras chavlanis and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Amar echad l'shivim shana, 1 in 7 years. Is he saying 1 in 7 years that that's okay, or even the 1 in 7 years is not okay? Right. So 1 in 7 years is not okay, or 1 is okay, but not 2. Take it. The Gemara says we don't know the answer. Next one, Mishnah Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Akiva Amar Me'ilu Ayinu. If we were part of the Sanhedrin, people wouldn't have been killed. No one would have ever been given the death penalty. Frak the Gemara. How exactly would they pull it off? Hechi havu avdi. What would they do to make sure no one got it? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar, Amar Tarvayu. What would they do? They would say, Re'isim treifa harg, shalom harg. Did you see the person that was killed? The one that was murdered. Was he a treifa? In other words, was he going to die anyway? And therefore, you don't kill the person who did that. Or was this person a shalom that he wasn't going to die? Treifa. We know that the Gemara in Chulin tells us that somebody has 18 treifas. And if he would have died anyway, then he'd be off the hook, right? At least to be killed. And there's no way to know that, right? So Amar Vashi says, an imtim salomar shalim hava. Let's say the guy afterwards did a autopsy and they found out that he was shalim. Rashi shayomer, but the kanu lachim he saw, so he checked him after he died. Mikol shmona esrei treifos, and the guy didn't have any treifos. Demakum sayef nekav hava. Maybe the place where the sword went and killed him, that there was actually a hole over there. There's no way for you to know. Okay, so the Gemara, okay, that's in terms of murder. But Boaz Erva, Hechi Havu Avdei, how would he get off the case of a person who's involved with Gerias, where he should be getting killed? What's going to be Ishazish, let's say? How are you going to deal with that? Abai Verva Demetavari, say, what do you mean? Rishim Kimchol Peshvel Ferris. Kimchol Peshvel Ferris, did you see it like eyeliner? You know, eyeliner is like this little brush that goes into a tube. Rashi's Ve'en Eidem Estakle Mekach. Shvel Ferris Kan Chalul, it's this empty, tube. She knows some book called Likhol and I'm the eyeliner. Mikhol who kisam dak shabo notan at seven mitochakana that you're going to put it, the color. Did you see the act as much as like the eyeliner stick going into the tube? Obviously, didn't see that much, and therefore, this person's off the hook. Rabbanan hechi dainu. So, how do they go and judge this person? Right? She says, Rabbanan de mechavi misala erva. Hechi dainu beeza idus him horgim hovalav hachi butki. Didn't check that intently. Kishmuel. He also like Shmuel. The Amar Shmuel b'minafim mishayiro k'minafim. When it comes to niuf, this type of gilirayos, Rashi says mishayinhug who inyan niuf sheshochem b'kiru basar, when they're lying with their bodies close together, v'nogim b'tech tashmish, and they're acting in derech tashmish, that is enough, and that's how they be killed. Hadron halach keitzana edem. Mazel tov for those finishing the first parak. Let's go back. Like you said, hadron halach keitzana edem. So it was first mishnah that they said keitzana nesim. How are Edom made in Zomin? We are now Yotze. Mazel Tov, and let's move on now to the second parak of Maseches Makos. Zok the Heilige Mishnah. We now go to parak. Elu Hein Hagolin. Here we go. Elu Hein Hagolin. These are the ones that go to Gullus. We know that someone goes and kills, and they kill in the way which is Bishogeg, They go to the Gal, says this now, Hori Nefesh Bishkaga, someone who kills someone Bishogeg. They do it inadvertently, they weren't trying to go and do such a thing. Hoya Ma'agil B'Ma'agila, let's say a person has a roller and he's pushing the roller in order to plaster his roof. V'Nafla Lavahar Gaso, and then that falls out of his hands and it slips and it goes and it kills a person who's walking by. Then that is going to be a case where a person is going to go to Gullus. Rashi explains, we're talking about the roofs they used to have, and Eretz Yisrael also has this, by the way. I don't know, unfortunately, caused a lot of leaks. But the roofs are not slanted, but the roofs are flat. And therefore, what they would do is they would put this chomer, this type of material, on top of the roof, that they put a little bit of a slant in order to go ahead and have the water fall down. So what happens if you have that roller, and as you're pushing the roller away from you, it slips out of your hands, and then it goes, God forbid, slips out of someone's hands, and it goes and it kills someone. That's against what we're talking about. Let's say a person is lowering a chavis, a barrel of wine, a barrel, you know, from the roof. He's doing it with a rope. Rashi says, minagag, from the roof. And what happened? It fell on the person that killed him. A person is on the way going down a ladder. He falls and he kills him. Or he's a gola. This person goes to gola. Says Rashi, the murderer, the one who kills. Is coming down the ladder. V'nafal, and he falls off. V'gufo es chaver, and with his own body, he kills his friend. Gola goes to Golas. The cholhani, all of these cases we just brought over here, the roller, the barrel, and the body, roller, barrel, body. Cholhani, derech yirida. They're all in the case of going down. V'gabi Golas, derech yirida binan. When it comes to Golas, it's got to be on the way down that he kills someone. V'farsha Gemara, v'hipa alav, the Gemara is going to say, v'hipa alav, and he fell on him. Pasuk in Bamidbar, lamid hey, azai gezak, the Masoris hashas. Aval, says the Gemara, im hayo moshech b'magila, if he was pulling the roller towards him, Rashi says, and then what happened, and then it slips out of his hands and it falls, or let's say, v'nafal avargo, so I hear dola b'chav, he's pulling up the barrel onto the roof, and if so, the rope then broke and it fell, and the person kills him, v'nafal avargo, so, or, beep, turn the page, Zion Amid Beis, hayo ola b'sulam, he's going up the ladder, and then Vinafa love Hargo, and then he goes and he falls on his person and he kills him. Hariza Eno Gola. In these cases, a person does not go to Gola. So Zeha Klal, this is the general principle and the general rule that y'all gotta know. So Gola. Anyone's on their way down, then he goes to Gola. When he goes, if he kills someone in such a case, Vishalobadah, somebody who's on his way down Eno Gola, then he does not go to Gola. Frak the Gemara Minanimili. Where do we know this from? That it's got to be in the Dower in motion. Amar Shmuel, the Amar Kral. The Pasuk says, Vayapel Allah Vayamos. And he fell upon the person, and the person died. Achi Yipo Derech Nefila. It's got to be going in a way of down, in a downward motion. Tanu Rabba. There are a number of psukim that come up that are around in different places. One of them is that it says, "Tigena sheisha arama ela lemiklat lanu shamash kol makan nefesh bishagaga." That we have the cities of refuge, six of them. Anyone who kills bishagaga, that is one pasuk. Now there's another pasuk which is found. That's where the word bishagaga comes up. There's another pasuk. That one's in Bamidbar Lamed Hey. We have another one in Devarim Yotes, which says that so one is if you kill some Vishogi, you go to Eir Miklat. Another one is Vizet Devar Otseach, Hashem Yanus Shama, who runs to the Eir Miklat. The Chayini lives in Shayakas Reo Bivli Das, without knowing what happened over here. He didn't have Das when he did such a thing. And on those, we're not going to jump into. Tanar Rabbanan Bishgaga, when it says we're Bishgaga, Prat Lamezit, that's excluding if somebody did it, Bimezit. And the Bibli Das, they did without knowledge, Prat Lamezkavin, that's excluding somebody who had Kavana, says Gemara. Shkaya, thank you so much for that information. Mazid, if someone goes and kills someone by Mazid, Pshita, obviously this person is going to be punter from Gullus, Markatalu. He's a murderer, and this person doesn't get to go to Gullus, right? He's killed. Amar Rabba, switcheroo, Garcino, Lugasino, right? So, okay, we switch to Rabba. Come and says, Ema Prat La Omer Mutter. No, so let's explain what it says. The first statement of Bishogeg, Bishgaga means Prat. Rashi says, Savar Shamutter Laugis Israel Vizel Mazit Shalom. He thought it's mutter to go to do such a thing. And that's called Mazit. So, and that, right, so, how do you word that? Shamutter Laugis Israel Vizel Mazit Shalom. That is his Mazit that's going on. So, when he goes and he says Mazit, Prat Lishogeg really means is Prat L'Omer Mutter. That the person doesn't go to Gaulis. Amar le'abaye, iomer mutter. But if this person thinks he's actually mutter, he falls into another category entirely. Anus, who he's called Anus. Rashi says, Veheyachu Korea Mezit. It's not somebody who's doing something in a way that he knows exactly what's going on. It's almost like a level of something which is like a complete and total accident. And why would we call it that this person is called Amazed, says Rashi. So Amar Leh, he says back, Sha'ani Omer, Ha'omer Mutter Korv Lamezidu. Because I say that anyone who says that this is that this is mutter is very close to like being a mazid. That's what Rashi is saying over here when he says the lashon of savish mutter l'harug is zeu mazid shlo. He's not going to be killed, but he also doesn't go to galus because you should understand the fact that you can't go ahead and actually kill someone. When it says that he did it, blidas prata miskavin, this is excluding somebody who did it intentionally. Miskavin is unintentionally. Pshita, obviously, bakatolo, this person is a murderer, and of course he doesn't go to galus for such a thing. Rabbi explains prata miskavin largus abehim of argus adam. Now we're excluding a case where a person he had intent to go and kill, but he didn't have intent to kill a person. He had intent to go to kill an animal, and he ended up killing a person, right? So there he's not going to be killed, right? But he's also not going to Gullus. Lakusi Vargas Yisrael. Let's say he tried to go and kill Lakusi, and he ends up killing a Yisrael. Now, obviously, you can't just go killing people, but they wouldn't be killed for doing that. Lenefel Vargas Kayama. He went to go kill, he had a mind to go kill a Nefel. A Nefel is a baby that's going to die. It's not going to survive, what we call non-viable. And he ends up killing a Ben Kayama, an animal, a baby that would have survived. That's what it's coming to exclude. Okay, now, we have other statements that are brought up about this. The pasuk says that ve'im bepeta below eva hadafo hishtechalav kol kli belotzdiya. Let's say without suddenly it happened without any sort of hatred. Hadafo, he pushed him or he threw on him anything without going to ambush him. So says Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, im bepeta, if something happened very suddenly. Paratla Karen Zavis, that's excluding a case of a corner. Says Rashi, Shaloshin Peta hu besamuch, the Gemini Beteke, if something's very close. Paratla Karen Zavis, a corner, im haya ze yotze mi mavoy ze, vinichnas le ze, lifnos le yamin u smol. A person's going into, an alleyway and he's going to turn right, he's going to turn left. Visakino be yodi, he has a knife in his hand. Vizeba kenegdo be Karen Zavis, someone's coming the opposite way. Velor over, Hargur doesn't see him, and he ends up going and ends up killing him. That person does not go to Gullus. The Ritva explains that this is talking about where the person should have realized he had some space, he had some time to recognize that there was something going on over there, and he didn't move out of the way. Below Ava, with any sort of hatred, Prat Lason is excluding that this is a person's enemy, right? Because then we have some thought that this is a little bit of a level of, what's not complete shogig. Hadafo, he pushed him, the gufo, which means that he pushed him with his body. She says, below miskavin, without having kavana. This is a case where the person would go to Gullus, ohishlecha lav, or he threw something at him. Lahavi yirida shitzar chaliyah. This is including somebody killed someone in a situation which they're going down in order to go up. Yirida letzar chaliyah. Rashi says, kigona rotza laharim yado bekoach. If someone wants to lift up his hand with strength, vegarzim biyado, he has in his hand an axe. Umashpil tchila skufa. First, he lowers his body. Imagine having an axe and you put it down. Veshocha lefanav, kidei laharim bekoach, and then he bows with it. In order to bring it up, bekoach, in order to bring it up strong, ubash palaso, on his way down, harag, he kills, the lo tema hol v'tzarech aliyah, he pater, don't say that on the way down, as he was putting it in the first step, as he's putting it down there, it was in order to lift it up, he's pater migalas, talks of v'yapel, right? So in such a case, no, it's going to include that case when you're going down in order to go ahead to lift it up. Below tzedia, without any ambushing him, pratla miskavin letzadzev, ahol chalo letzadachet. This is excluding a case of somebody who aimed to throw something in one direction and ended up going in another direction and it goes and hits somebody and it ends up killing them. Right, he says, Lashon tzidud, shalon eskavin letzadid letzad sheni. He didn't have kavanah to go and send it to that direction. And another pasuk which has that lashon va'asher lo tzada that he didn't, one did not, was not an ambush. Rashi says, shalom eskavin lizok betzido v'samachlo elo lamakom shezarak avalo hayo yodeh sheyesham adam. That is, he didn't have kavanah to throw it on the side of this person or next to him. He had a kavanah to throw exactly where he threw it, but he didn't know that there's a person that was standing over there. Pratam miskaven l'shtayim v'zark arba. This is excluding somebody who tried to throw something 2 amos, he ended up throwing it 4 amos, and then he goes ahead and he hits somebody and he kills someone. In that case, he would not go to galus. And then Vasher Yavo Esreel Bayar. Pasuk says, another type of case when it's talking shogging, shogging amazed. It's talking about two people that go into a forest to cut wood, and something happens, and one of them ends up getting killed. It's the storyline over there in the Torah. Ma Yaar Rishus Lenizak Lamazik Likanas Hashem. Just like the forest is Rishus for both parties to be over there. Af Kol Rishus Lenizak Lamazik Likanas Hashem. So too has to be a situation where both of them have Rishus to go and to be there. Right? It says Yatsa Chatzer Shal Balabais. It's excluding the courtyard of the Balabais. In such a case, then there wouldn't be Gullus over there. Period. Now, frekta gemara. Bar mine, Rabbi Avomei, Rabbi Yochanan. Hayola basul. Let's say a person is walking up a ladder. V'nishmata shliva mitachtav enough of a hargu mau. And the rung that's under his foot comes undone, and it falls down and it kills somebody. Not that his body falls on the person, but actually the rung goes. Ki hai gavna aliyahi, or yuridahi. Is that considered an aliyah? Is that considered Yerida? Rashi says, Basar Didei Azlinan, V'uhaya Asuk Baliyah. We go according to him, his body. And he was Osek in going up this ladder. Or Basar Shliva Azlinan, to go according to the rung, V'ha'ola Aliyah Hayadokho U'mashpila Klapimata. And the one who's going up stepped on it, and he was pushing it in a downward position. And therefore, it's there should be a chiyuv because it's in a downward position. The person would go to galus. So he says back to Rav Avohu. What do you mean? He already touched upon this idea with the yirida tzarchaliyah. Rashi says harei nagas kan be yirida shiel tzarchaliyah. The harabinan la leel lechiyuv. And we said a yirida tzarchaliyah, even though you're on your way up, but you did the Yerida. The bottom line is, if it's in the Yerida thing, then you're going to be chayev to go to Galus. Sevei Ravo comes against that, and he says, hold on, but Zekla, we saw in our Mishnah, it said that this is the general rule. Kol Shabaderech Yeridaso Gola. Whoever killed someone while he's on his way going down, and he goes to Galus. Shalobaderech Yeridaso in a Gola. If he's on his way down, then he's not Gola-sized. He doesn't go to Galus. Shalobaderech Yeridaso L'Semai. Not on his Derech Yerida. What is that case? What is that statement coming to include? Right. What is it including? Lav lo suki agavna? Isn't it including this particular case that the guy was derech aliyah on the thing when it fell down on the person and then it went and killed this person, and therefore it's going against Rav Yochanan that says that a person does go to Galus. This is coming to exclude that and say the person is not going to go to Galus. Says Rabbi Yochanan back, really, okay, v'litameich, well then, according to you, someone who's on the Derech Yerida, what's that coming to include? Can't be talking about this case, because then the Reisha and the Sefer are contradicting each other. So, therefore, Rabbi Yochanan explains as follows. Elo, you want to know what it's coming to include? I'll tell you what. La'asuye katsav. The first part of the rule, which says that anything which is Derech Yerida is Gola. Is Gola. V'shol b'derech Yerida is Eino Gola. So this first part over here, which says, is Gola, that anything, Kol Shal b'derech Yerida is Gola. Hachanami, sorry, Ela Suya Katsa, that's coming to include the case of a butcher. Hachanami Ela Suya Katsa, here too, in the second din also, and that is v'shalo b'derech yerida eino gola, is also talking about the case of the butcher. What's the case of the butcher, you ask? I'm glad you asked. The tanya we learned in a braisa. Katsav shahaya mekatsav. If you have a butcher and he's doing his butchery stuff, he's chopping away, and he ends up killing somebody. He's got his big knife. It's called a cleaver, his meat cleaver, and he ends up killing someone while using that cleaver. The question is when and where and how. What's the din? So we're going to see 4 different statements which seem to contradict one another. And then we're going to explain how all of them actually are working together. It's just talking about different parts of the actions. Tanachada, 1 Brisa says, Lefan of Chayav, if the killing happened when the butcher was moving his hand forward, or on this way down, we're going to see, then he's going to be chayiv. La'achar, but to the back, then he's going to be pater. Tanyidach, a second b'aisa. La'achar of chayiv, no, on the way back, he's chayiv. Lefan of pater, on the way forward, he's going to be pater, which is the flip of what we said. V'tanyidach, bein lefan of b'aisa of chayiv, both cases is going to be chayiv. V'tanyidach, and another b'aisa, which says, bein lefan of b'aisa of pater, in all cases, he's going to be pater. V'lo kashon, there's actually no question over here. All of these braises work together. Very important to get clear. We're going to see that there are five different motions that are happening when a person, when the butcher is involved in his butchery. The first step is that, what does he do? He's got the cleaver, right? He's got the cleaver. He's holding the cleaver. He wants to chop this bone, this meat that's in front of him. So the first thing he does is, you have to like, just try to picture, you're holding this knife, you put it down, you lift it up to your head, back over your back, and then you lift it back up over your head, and then down, and boom, for the smash, and then you go and you smash it. So there are five steps that are happening. First one is you're lowering it down. Number two is that you raise it back towards your shoulder. Number three is you continue now back down over the back, and then comes forward, bringing it over the shoulder, and then in the downwards chopping onto the block itself. And that's the cases that we're talking about over here. It says, well, look, Kasha. Khan, the first one that says that when you go forward, you're going to be chayiv, and you go back, you're going to be pater. Biyurida shalafanov v'aliyah shalacharov. What are we talking about? The way down is the first step, as you're going on the downward position. And then the next one is when he's coming up towards his shoulder. So going in upward position is going to be pater. The second braisa, which says the opposite thing, right? Kan ba'aliya shalafanav v'yirida shalacharav. It's talking about where this happened when he's aliya shalafanav, which is number three, we said, when he goes down behind his back. And then as he's coming up over his shoulder is where he's going to be pater, right? Chayev. Yeah, the Chayev is going to be Chayev because he's in a downward position from the shoulders going downwards towards his back. And the Fanav is coming upwards, and therefore it's going to be Pater. Khan, the third Braisa that said that you're going to be Chayev in both cases is Biyarida Shalafanav Vishel Acharav. It's talking about the Aliyah. This is number one, right? When you're going, sorry, I never said that right. It's the Yerida going down from the front, the first motion, and the third motion, you're going from the shoulders down. That's it for the Yerida. And the fourth one, you're going to both potter, is Ba'aliyah Shalafanav, so you're lifting it up towards your shoulders, Vishalachar, and you're lifting it up towards the top of your head from the back down. Therefore, you're going to be potter from all these cases. And that is the Rashi that, right there, we just spoke it out. Okay. Now, Lema Ketanai, let's say over here that this Machlokas over here, that Rabbi Vo, about somebody who, Rabbi Vo brought up this question earlier that says somebody's walking on the ladder and the rung comes out and it falls and it kills somebody. Let's say that's a machlokas tanaim. Rashi says, hach boy the Rabbi Vo, at this question. Haya ola basula v'nishbata shliva b'tachtav, that you're going up on a ladder and the rung comes out from underneath a person. It goes and it kills a person. Tani chada, one person says chayev. The person's going to be chayev. They go to galus. Tani yidach pater. Says no, they go to pater. Ay, my love, Kavivka, is what they're arguing. The Ma'ar Sava, Yerida he, that one considered Tanakama. The first person says it's considered like Yerida is going down, therefore it's going to be chayev to go to galus. Ma'ar Sava Ali says no, it's like he's going up, and even though his foot was pushing down, but he was going up, and therefore he doesn't go to galus. And the Gemara, lo, not true. Dekuliyama aliyahi. Everyone says that's considered aliyah. A person walking up a ladder, it's called aliyah. There's no galus. V'lo kasha, so why would you go on the first price? Why would you go to galus? Kan l'nizakim, when it says chayev, it doesn't mean you're going to galus. It means you're chayev nezek. Rashi says chayev im lo hargov. You didn't kill the person. El hiziko, you just damaged him. Chayev den l'zakim lo shani lan bein shogi l'mezid. We don't care if it's shogi g'mezid. Right, lemezid bin yirida l'aliyah, whether you're going up or going down, it's going to be b'vakam, the chof of m'beis, petzah tachas petzah, l'chayiv al-ashogi, kemezid v'onis keratzon, a person's going to be chayiv in damages. Kan l'galus, when he says you're pater, that's talking about galus, right, but if a person's on his way up there, if he's going to galus. But another answer is, havahal l'galus, we're talking about galus, and the reason why the first one you're going to be pater, from you're going to be chayiv to go to galus, and when you're not going to go to galus, is because, let me just quickly remind, the previous thing we just said, sorry, I don't remember what I just said, but Kan l'nizakin, you're for chayev, and kan l'gol, you're going to be part of it because you're going upward position. By some another answer, halav gols, both are my gols. V'lo kasha, had the taliya, the first one which says that you're going to be chayev to go to gols is talking about where the it's all wormy. Rashi says chayev shekol shliva shetliya kishadarsana, when you step on it. And Yichpef, I see, it starts to buckle and bend Lamata towards it down. If you read it, it's called Yerida. Ve'im lo itliya, and kad Yerida. If not, then there's no Yerida. Hadalo itliya, and the second itliya, where there was no worminess going on over there, and therefore it didn't go down at all, and therefore you're going to be potter. If you buy the same, another answer is Hadalo itliya, both of them are talking about the case where it's not itliya, but lo kash is not a kasha. Hadamahadik, the second bray, so it says you're going to be. Potter is talking about where it was very strong. That's just im haisa shliva mullay. Hanekev shehit chuva bova chuza yafa yafa in kan derech yirida patz no part yirid at all loma hadik yirida yish kan v'chayiv not that it's going to be chayiv v'had the loma hadik the first time it wasn't strongly in and therefore it's considered buckling going down that's where it's going to be chayiv this is a downward position motion. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great day.